You're listening to SBS News.
Brent Furneaux, an award-winning American filmmaker and journalist, has been killed by Russian forces in the flashpoint town of Irpin outside of Kyiv. Traveling with him from the United States was photojournalist Juan Arredondo, who is currently being treated at a hospital in the Ukrainian capital. Mr. Arredondo spoke with an Italian journalist, Annalisa Camilli, while being treated for a gunshot wound, saying he was separated from Mr. Renault after both were shot.
We crossed the first bridge in Irpin. We're going to film other refugees leaving, and we got into a car. Somebody offered to take us to the other bridge, and we crossed the checkpoint, and they start shooting at us. So the driver turned around, and they kept shooting. It's two of us. My friend is Brent Renault, and he's been shot and left behind.
And how is he?
I don't know.
You don't know what happened to him?
I saw him being shot in the neck, and we got split.
A statement from Kyiv Regional Police alleges that Russian troops opened fire on the car that the two were traveling in and confirmed the death of a journalist believed to be Mr. Renault. Washington has warned Russia that NATO will respond in full force for any incursions into the alliance's territory. This comes as Russia continues its indiscriminate shelling of civilians as it targets what it says are military assets in Ukraine. Russia has bombed a military base at about 25 kilometers from the Polish border, killing 35 and wounding more than 130. Poland is a member of NATO. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has told CBS that Moscow will pay a severe price for any attacks on NATO ground.
The president has been clear repeatedly that the United States will work with our allies to defend every inch of NATO territory, and that means every inch. And if there is a military attack on NATO territory, it would cause the invocation of Article 5, and we would bring the full force of the NATO alliance to bear in responding to it.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has claimed that almost 13,000 Russian soldiers have been killed since the start of the invasion of Ukraine.
Almost 13,000 occupiers were killed over 18 days. It's already more than in two Chechen wars. Russia lost 1,000 military vehicles, 74 jets, 86 helicopters. We understand that they have more, but we also understand that we will continue defending ourselves.
The president added that a convoy of humanitarian aid was 80 kilometers away from the besieged city of Mariupol, but he accused the Russians of blocking Orthodox priests who were accompanying the aid. He also says nearly 125,000 people have been evacuated via humanitarian corridors from conflict zones in Ukraine.
We evacuated almost 125,000 people and brought them to safe territory via humanitarian corridors. The key task for today is Mariupol. Our humanitarian cargo, our column is 2-hour drive from Mariupol, just 80 kilometers from the city. We are doing everything possible to break occupants' resistance. They are blocking even Orthodox priests who accompany the cargo, food, water and medicine. Ukraine has sent 100 tons of essentials to its citizens.
Meantime, a spokesperson from the Russian Defense Ministry says that the Kremlin airstrike on a Ukrainian military base has killed up to 180 foreign mercenaries. Igor Konashenkov says that Moscow had hit training centers of the Ukrainian armed forces in Starichi and the Yavoriv military base in the western Lviv region of the country.
In the morning of the 13th of March, long-range smart weapons attacked training centers of the Ukrainian armed forces in the settlement of Starichi and at the Yavoriv military base. At these facilities, the Kiev regime created a center for the combat training and coordination of foreign mercenaries before sending them to the areas of military operations against Russian forces, and a storage facility for foreign weapons and military equipment. The strike destroyed up to 180 foreign mercenaries and a large batch of foreign weapons. Foreign mercenaries arriving in Ukraine will continue to be eliminated.
Mr. Konashenkov also says that Russia had downed a Ukrainian Su-24 bomber, as well as 11 unmanned aerial vehicles. In a Polish village, Ukrainian refugee Ina Paddy could hear the explosions of waves of deadly Russian missile strikes that pounded the military training base on the Ukrainian side of the nearby border on Sunday. Still shaken by the recent experience of airstrikes hitting close to her Kyiv home at the start of the Russian invasion, Ms. Paddy says that upon hearing the explosions, she felt that even after fleeing the country, the war was still coming after us.
Сегодня утром, да, мы проснулись от того, что где-то в 5 утра здесь были слышны взрывы.
We woke up before 5 o'clock in the morning when we heard the first explosions. And then we understood that they are bombing not far from the border. We had only about a 20-minute drive from the border. The glass in the windows shook. There were 8 explosions. There was a pause. For a few minutes then there were another 5. Then there was a 6th one, and that one was really huge, noisy. It was not all at once, but with breaks between them, the 2 different volleys. I understood in that moment, even if we are free it, the war is still coming after us.
Это было ужасно, потому что я считала, что мы уже хоть чуть-чуть убежали от этого всего.
Ms. Paddy had escaped Ukraine with 2 small children, her husband, and disabled parents. Right now, she and her family are staying in a fire station in the small village of Wielkie Uchu, just 2 kilometers from Poland's border with Ukraine. She says she and her husband avoid drinking calming teas at night to help them sleep because they still feel they have to stay alert. The attack, so close to a NATO member country, raised the specter that the alliance could be drawn into the fight and was heavy with symbolism in the conflict that has revived old Cold War rivalries and threatened to rewrite the current global security order. More than 30 Russian cruise missiles targeted the sprawling facility, which has long been used to train Ukrainian soldiers, often with instructors from the US and other countries in the Western alliance. Poland is also a transit route for Western military aid to Ukraine, and the strikes followed Moscow's threats to target those shipments. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.